This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. It's the kind of story that mostly finance types or municipal bonds investors pay attention to, but the ratings agency Fitch downgraded the city of Birmingham's credit rating, also lowered the city's outlook from stable to negative. We'll talk about what that means in this morning's Magic City Marketplace. Joining me is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal, Ty West. Good morning, Ty.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, what reasons did Fitch give for this downgrade?
The predominant reason focuses on pensions. They noted that the city of Birmingham's pensions liabilities have been growing. They also noticed that they've underfunded some aspects of pensions, and they view that that obligation could rise over time. So that was one of the key things. One note about that is some of the rating services, including Fitch, recently changed the way they require cities to report pension liabilities and other types of liabilities. They used to be able to be stuck in the footnotes. Now they have to be kind of more front and center, and that is resulting in these type of ratings changes for multiple cities.
And so this is something that everyone has to deal with, not just Birmingham.
Right. And the city said it didn't really come as a surprise. And they're taking steps to address the pension situation because they recognize that if you start having ratings downgrades, that ultimately could increase your borrowing costs if you try to issue bonds down the road. And that's really one of the key aspects of this is ultimately if your rating goes down, that could cost you money in the long term.
So apart from the pension change, what else does this report talk about that I guess doesn't look good for Birmingham?
Well, I mentioned a little bit about the city's economic condition. And if you look at it, it's really talking about the city of Birmingham. It's not talking about Metro Birmingham. That's a key designation. So they looked at things like the poverty level in the city. They looked at the unemployment rate in the city. They looked at Birmingham's kind of stagnant population growth, relatively speaking. Now, and keep in mind, they probably were looking at census figures, which haven't really reflected probably the changes that we've seen in downtown Birmingham. While Fitch notes that as a concern, I think one thing to keep in mind regarding Birmingham is we have kind of an odd setup here in the metro area with so many different municipalities. A lot of the sales taxes and different taxes come from people who live in Metro Birmingham but don't necessarily work in the city. So that wouldn't necessarily be reflected in the data that they looked at. So that's something to keep in mind, but it is a concern.
Well, the story of Birmingham's downtown has been one of growth and investment, but that storyline has been blunted a bit by the announcement of two companies who are pulling their offices out of downtown. And Ty, what happened to create these vacancies?
Well, one of them is Regions Financial, and they're not actually pulling people out as much as they are moving people around within downtown Birmingham. So they're actually moving the people, the employees who have been based at Regions Harbert Plaza, which is one of the largest multi-tenant buildings in town. They've renovated a significant portion of their headquarters, Regions Center, and they're going to move those employees to that space and vacate the space in Regent Harbor Plaza, which is going to create a pretty large vacancy. Same thing is happening with AT&T to a degree, except for they are moving people out of downtown. They're moving employees in AT&T City Center building to Hoover, going to leave that building vacant. So that's going to create two really high profile vacancies. And downtown Birmingham's office market, although we've seen a good influx of companies that are wanting to be here, we already had a good amount of space on the market. So this is just going to add to that.
Well, we have talked in recent months about how there's a lot of attention or a lot of attraction to offices in downtown Birmingham. But what's the feeling among real estate folks about the climate there and these vacancies?
You know, we talked to a lot of brokers who have other spaces on the market in town, and they actually were pretty cautiously optimistic about the likelihood for both these buildings. I mean, if you look at Regent's Harbor Plaza, it's one of the premier buildings in downtown. If you're able to market a lot of contiguous space in that, they view that as something that right now in this environment where you have a lot of firms that are maybe moving back from the suburbs, they view that as a positive. If you look at the AT&T building, that's obviously a huge, large building, which would be suitable for if Birmingham is able to land a corporate headquarters. You could have that and have another company kind of come in and take that whole building. Or you might have a situation where it becomes another multi-tenant office building and they're able to kind of parcel that out. The brokers we spoke with, while yes, they ideally wouldn't like to see a huge chunks of space kind of coming onto the market, just because of the overall feeling and the sentiment about downtown right now, they say, I guess if it was going to happen, it's a good time for something like that to happen right now, because you do have that level of interest from these companies that want to move back from the suburbs, or companies that are growing. You have companies that are coming out of Innovation Depot right now that it's not bad timing. It would be a lot worse if something like this happened during the midst of a recession when you had even more space on the market and not as much interest in growth.
Ty West is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal. Ty, good to have you here.
Thanks a lot.